Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC, and it's time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And Roy, let's talk about crop development here first of all. Are there some beans in your areas that maybe are turning color down there?
They just started the last two or three days. Certain spots, it seems like where there was maybe a little bit of flooding taking place or a little bit of excess moisture from some reason, they're turning yellow a little bit. The beans on the upland, especially if it's pretty good fertile soil, they're pretty much holding about where they were, but I expect them to be changing color here anytime in the next few days because it is the middle of September.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And the middle of September means we get a USDA report. As a matter of fact, we get two of them out later this morning, a crop production update and the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates. And historically, this has been a real tough time to market grain, Roy.
It has been. The rule of thumb that I use is that if you haven't got any new crop sales on the books, you need to get something done before these crop reports come out. If you've already got some sold and you're satisfied with the amount, 10%, 20%, or whatever that might be, then you need to get that done before the market closes today, which would be Friday. Odds are very good that the market will go down after these crop reports. Now, having said that, seems like there's a lot of people that are kind of bullish, and boy, I hope they're right. I don't know if they are or not, but I sure hope they're right, because yesterday, looking at the local bid for cash beans was just right at $8 a bushel, and I'm going to guess that for most people, that's a couple dollars below the break-even cost.
Yeah, but if you read the market, especially this week leading up to the reports, it didn't go lower, it didn't move much higher, but it still seems supported, huh?
Right. The soybean market last week, the last 2 weeks, has just been pretty much steady. If you know, there's days higher and there's days lower, but if you look at beginning to end, there isn't much movement, and I guess maybe that's an indication that farmers are just as confused as the grain merchandisers and knowing what to do. And that's why I say, you know, I favor the strategy of selling in increments because, I don't know which way they're going. I think I have an idea, but in terms of being relatively sure, we kind of got through this August time period without any frost scare, which is a lot of years what gives us some direction.
All right, so now we get the reports today, as mentioned. The question then, you know, is then what? So what's kind of in store between now and the gut slot of harvest?
Well, the most reliable of all the seasonal trends is the harvest low coming on average the 2nd of October. And I say on average, emphasize that, because about 1 year out of five that it's way, way off. But about 4 years out of five, it will be sometime in that week or so around the harvest low, and 2nd of October. Keep that in your mind. And if the market is going down going into the 2nd of October, you probably want to hang on. If it's going up, wait a little while and start counting that dead cat bounce to make some new crop sales.
All right, and again, we'll review the dead cat bounce here in weeks ahead to make sure that we have our spreadsheets and our pencils ready to go and know what we're going to keep track of. But in the meantime, if folks would like to get more information from you, Roy, there are several ways of doing that.
Roy at SoyRoy.com is my email address, SoyRoy.com my website.
All right. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks for the insight. We'll try again next week.
Look forward to it.
All right, as do I. Thanks much. That's Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.